Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It is Sunday the 1st of September, but that doesn't really matter because today we're going to talk about five reasons. I suppose it does matter, right, Luke? It does matter what we're going to talk about.
A little.
No, it does. It definitely does. We're going to talk about the five reasons to buy Bitcoin before it's too late. So, I mean, the reason why I say that it definitely does matter is because if you're listening to this in a year's time,
yeah,
it might be too late.
Yeah. So I'm going to run over five reasons, and Rob's going to butt in with some more info or some insight.
Yeah. So I don't know these five reasons that Luke has. Mm. So this is me hearing them for the first time. So I may agree, I may disagree.
We'll see. Yeah, sure. So these are my five reasons. So you know, it is my opinion. It's not financial advice, but just what I think. It's going to happen in the future and why you should buy Bitcoin now before it's too late. Okay, so number one, in 2020, in May, so a year and a half away, not a year and a half away, less than a year away, in May 2020, the Bitcoin halving is going to happen. That means that the amount of Bitcoin that can be mined is actually going to cut by 50%. Bitcoin's economics is basically a supply and demand. It follows a supply and demand model. So if there are less Bitcoin coming into the market, but the demand is still equally as high, then of course the price will go up. That happens in May 2020. What happened in the last halving, which I can't remember exactly when, I think it was 2016. About 6 months after that, the market really took off and we had the crazy bull run in 2017. So yep. History doesn't always repeat itself, but we can look at history to see, to make some predictions, basically. So anyway, that's reason number one. Do you want to, Rob, anything to add?
No, I can add that I agree. And I think that's definitely going to be it's going to change the price of Bitcoin quite dramatically.
Especially the run up. There might be a drop right after it happens because people tend to buy the rumor, sell the news. In crypto, even though this is not a rumor, it's a fact, it's going to happen in May 2020. It's still like they buy like the hype and then sell the news, but it's going to, I'm pretty sure the price is going to go up a lot at that time. Okay, next one, number two. There are many attempts underway to seize control of Bitcoin. So major banks and financial industry insiders like Jamie Dimon, who is, I think, the head of Chase Bank in America, like a lot of them are really anti-Bitcoin, but there are other big firms and big investment companies that are trying to control Bitcoin by purchasing large supplies of it and keeping it locked away. There is this investment firm called, I'm going to totally botch the pronunciation, but like,
do it.
Dadini Syndicate. Dadiani. And they've actually asked someone, they're like kind of investment firm, to secure 25% of the total Bitcoin supply.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a lot.
That's a lot. In today's current price, even though we're probably quite low, that's a lot of money, right?
It's a lot of money for most people, but is it a lot of money for investment firms, which are probably worth trillions of dollars? Probably not.
No.
So it might only be a small percentage of their actual, I don't know, income or revenue or whatever you want to look at. So that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the second reason why you should start thinking about buying Bitcoin now before it's too late, because big banks, not just people now, but big banks, big organizations are going to move into the crypto space soon.
Cool.
All
right. Agree. Next.
So similar to number two, number three.
Similarly.
Number three is that actually investment companies are actually beginning to mine Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I would have thought.
Go on.
Yeah. I would have thought that they would just wouldn't bother down to the fact that, it's expensive and they're probably lazy.
It is expensive, but it is profitable if you can do it at a large enough scale. And again, you know, the money that's in the cryptocurrency space compared to like the real world, you know, stock market investment firms is tiny, right, in crypto. So these guys can come in, put a tiny percentage of their, I don't know, I don't really know what to call it really, but of their wealth into crypto, a tiny percent, like a small risk, but can also yield huge returns. Anyway, so in May this year, Fidelity Investments Incorporated revealed that it was managing a digital assets on behalf of wealthy clients, and the group is also actively mining in Massachusetts.
Wow.
I guess
that was a lot of long words.
So in Massachusetts, I guess it's quite cold up there in the winter, so it's quite maybe profitable to cool down their miners. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Very crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The fourth reason you should buy Bitcoin before it's too late is that cryptocurrency payments are going mainstream all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the Lightning Network. Oh my God. The Lightning Network is rolling out, and this makes payments extremely quick and cheap. This one reason why you should buy before it goes real mainstream is because when Bitcoin starts to actually be used on a daily basis, the price is going to go up a lot.
Yeah.
This is going to have much more reach and more public awareness.
So I don't know the statistics, but I mean, like the old method of transferring Bitcoin was very slow, and that's what the media and people always used as a big negative about Bitcoin.
Yes.
The Lightning Network. Is there any statistics on like the speed of that compared to, have you read anything? Do you know?
I've used it. Yeah. I mean, it's instant. It is instant, and the transaction fees are not zero, but they're very small compared to the old way. However, the reason the fees were so much, like when in 2017, 2018, when people were kind of talking about Bitcoin a lot on the news, was because there was a lot of transactions taking place. So if there are limited transactions, like right now on Bitcoin, the fees are really small, really low.
Yeah.
But the more people use it, the more expensive it gets. The Lightning Network is scalable.
Yeah.
So it should be able to handle a lot of transactions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
Okay.
Good.
And another reason, you know, when people start using cryptocurrencies, you know, in the mainstream for normal day purchases, the level of awareness is gonna tenfold, and people will realize, oh, I should buy it now. But for you, it's probably too late then.
Yeah.
Okay. And number five, people who are new to the market really only have a limited time available to buy Bitcoin.
Before it's too expensive.
Yeah. So right now, Bitcoin is $9,000. It's a lot. Most people don't have $9,000 saved up to buy a whole Bitcoin, but you can still buy a quarter or a half, or, you know, something significant. So you feel like you have, like, you know, some stake in this, you know, in this game. But, you know, some research I did, most Americans only have less than $2,000 saved up. Most British people actually can only save $100, £100 a month. Soon it's going to be, most people are going to be priced out. So even though it is, you know, it is expensive currently, $9,000 is a big old chunk of change, it still is affordable-ish for the middle class.
Yeah.
So,
I see you ran a poll as well this week, right? On Bitcoin in the short term.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And the poll was, in the short term, is it going back to 10K, going to 8K, or going below 8K? And 67% of the answers were going back to 10K.
Yeah.
So we seem like people do have that faith as well, right?
Yeah, right. But crypto Twitter is always optimistic. But actually,
oh, for sure.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking is going to happen too. I think Bitcoin's going to trade between $9,500 and $12,000 for the next 6 months. And then the hype over the halving will happen. you know, May 2020 is not that long away. People will start talking about it, you know, probably around December of this year, they'll start talking about it more seriously. So, yeah, I'm expecting some really big profits in the next year in terms of Bitcoin.
So you've mentioned these five reasons.
Yes.
Which I agree. However, one of your recent trades was you moved everything into Ethereum pre-2.0.
Yes.
Are you waiting? I know you're waiting for the rollout of 2.0 to benefit from that. But what if you miss what you're proposing with Bitcoin?
Well, I mean, yes, of course. I've thought about that. And I still think that the Ethereum hype over the Ethereum 2.0 network launch is going to it's going to gain more in Bitcoin value from now until December than it will in USD, for example. But yeah, and I also think that I don't think Bitcoin is doing anything until December. I think it's going to stick in this trading range of about $9,500 to $12,000. That's what I think.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Thanks.
I agree as well. I just wanted to, if listeners maybe listen to the Ethereum one that was recent as well, we basically mentioned that 2.0 is going to be coming out. And we actually did another poll on this as well to see what not just our opinion, but what our Twitter followers or whatever thought as well. And the question was, is Ethereum going to pump in the anticipation of the Ethereum 2.0 rollout? And the answers that were available were, it's going to pump hard. Nope. ETH is a dead coin. ETH 2.0 won't be released, or ADA has taken over. And 65% said it's going to pump hard.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Majority listener, I believe it is.
I think what these polls do, I mean, the sample size is really small, so it's hard to, you know, take it fully. Yeah. But it just shows an indication of what people are anticipating. And if they are anticipating this, they're more likely to invest in it, which typically means, you know, in this economy, the economy model is a supply and demand model. So the more demand, less supply, price goes up.
Yeah. And whenever we do these polls as well, if we ever include Digibyte as an example, we get a massive response. And it's something that I kind of need, like the community is just huge,
yeah,
right?
It must be.
Absolutely huge. And they love it. And I mean, it's definitely something that we need to look into again. So we did do an episode on Digibyte, and we had
a long time ago.
And it was
amazing. Yeah.
Because we were like, okay, we're gonna get the wallet. If anybody wants to send us some Digibyte so we can see what it's about, send it to each other as well. The community did that for free, right? They just sent it over, and it was just really nice, you know? So I think maybe we should do a revisit of Digibyte and see what's changed in that time.
Yeah. I think we did it about a year ago, so.
We did it about a year ago, so it probably matches up quite nicely.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
So final takeaway, buy Bitcoin before it's too late, but not financial advice. Do your own research.
Exactly. Another thing to note, we've got a new website. So we'll post kind of some show notes or, you know, these points outlined for you guys to read and go back to. You can also listen to the episodes on there. Subscribe. All of the things that people tell you to do when they have a podcast, it should all be on there. Yeah. We're not very good at that marketing side of things.
And ask us a question on Twitter at Our Chump Change, or you can use our new website, Ask a Chump, the feature on the website.
Yeah. And we do have a question.
Oh, nice.
It's actually come in, and it is actually is focused at you, Luke. Okay, so are you ready for it? Okay. So just so you guys are aware, we got Ask a Chump, and you can ask anything anonymously. Or if you want to leave your details, that's fine. send it through, and we'll read out whatever we can on the episode. So the question is, where in Korea is Luke from? His English is very good and he holds no accent. Great podcast, guys. Perfect length for my commute.
Yeah. I'm not from, I live in Korea. I'm Welsh.
I mean, we probably explained these things on earlier episodes.
Yeah, we did a couple of things about South Korea back in the day.
So Luke lives in South Korea, but him and myself have been good friends since about, I think,
three years old. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And so both from the UK, but Luke's out there.
Yeah.
Living his kimchi life.
My kimchi life in Seoul. Love kimchi every day.
So Seoul, that's where he's from.
I do want to interview some South Korean blockchain experts one day.
Yeah.
It's hard to find time. Not for me, for them to find time to talk to me, I should say.
Mm. Crypto is very popular out there, right?
It was huge. It was crazy. Now it's dying off a little bit. But there are some big companies here, like Icon, who are based in Seoul, quite a few. And also there are a lot of conferences. A lot of speakers come to Seoul to promote their coins. That's good. Yeah. They're mostly free. Some of them are crazy expensive, but mostly they're free.
Yeah, you went to a Ripple.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Right? Yeah, XRP. There's one guy, I'll tell you a story. One guy was furious and was just yelling at the speaker about halfway through the talk. He's like, "You promised me it would be 60s.
What did you promise, Luke?
60s. This was pre the boom. So this one, XRP was about 20 cents. And I think it stayed about 20 cents for a very long time. And then this old investor, he looked like, in a rain jacket and everything, starts shouting to the CEO, basically, of Ripple. It was like, "When is the price going up? When is the price going up? You said 60 cents by now." And the speaker was like, "I never, ever said that. I do not control the price." Not long after that, Ripple hit $4. XRP token here in Seoul with a kimchi premium. So like, I hopefully didn't sell too early, made some nice profits.
I bet that guy shut up when that happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That was funny.
All right. So let's have a quick listen to a promo from our friends at Common Clay of the podcast. Common Clay of the podcast. Common Clay of the New West. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Joe Morris.
I'm Alex Jones.
And I'm Chris Hutchings.
And we are the hosts of Common Clay of the New West.
What's it called?
Common Clay of the New West.
Oh?
Common Clay of the New West.
Common Clay of the New West.
That's it. And we host a weekly podcast where we talk about the week's weird news, we talk about some cool pop culture, and we read all the emails we get from our crazy fans.
You can get us on commonclayofthenewwest@gmail.com, and you can find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all the other good podcast providers. If you leave a rate and review, we'll always read that out too.
What's the email?
commonclayofthenewwest@gmail.com.
So if you look animals on drugs, kids with stupid names and drinking piss, then listen. And if you don't,
you can off and listen to another podcast.
We nailed it. We are class.
Just before we go, I just want to say one thing. None of this is financial advice. Just a bunch of chumps. Do your own research first. And that right,
yes. Always do your own research.
Always.
Cheers.
Always.
Just a couple of chumps.
Just a couple of chumps. Chump, chump, chump.